Contextual background. In the context of fine art higher education, the preparation for life after art school is commonly referred to as professional practice. The inclusion of professional practice in fine art undergraduate courses is highly contested, often polarising university staff within the same institution. There are many reasons for resistance, including fears about the professionalisation and marketisation of the visual arts, the institutionalisation of the art school, the myth of innate artistic genius, the legacy of which is deeply embedded within and continues to inform pedagogical paradigms in art education, and concerns around the privatisation and instrumentalisation of higher education more generally. On the other hand, the current political, social and economic climate is extremely hostile for artists. This is especially the case for early career artists who, faced with elitism, exploitation, precarity, financial hardship and inequality in the sector, struggle to sustain a creative practice after graduation. Decades of austerity policies initiated by the successive Conservative and Liberal Democrat coalition government in office from 2010 until the present day have led to a hollowing out of the UK benefits system and significant funding cuts to the arts. This has in turn led to fierce competition, job insecurity, low pay and lack of individual funding for artists and art workers. This combined with the impact of COVID-19 and the cost of living crisis has made continuing to work in the visual arts unsustainable for a growing number of graduates. Increasingly, only those with a financial safety net can afford to pursue a career in the sector, leading to a workforce that is overwhelmingly white, non-disabled and middle class. A consideration of how well fine art undergraduate courses prepare students for work in the contemporary arts sector post-graduation inevitably raised the question of whether an art degree should be, or is indeed capable of, preparing graduates for work in the sector. What is the purpose of an education in fine art now? And what is the relationship of the fine art degree to the neoliberal university? These questions necessitate a brief overview of the professionalisation of visual arts practice in UK art schools and the political ideologies, government agendas and policies, as well as changing pedagogical paradigms that have and continue to shape it. Many overlapping factors have contributed to the professionalisation and interconnected institutionalisation of UK art schools. The first government art schools, Edinburgh School of Art and Design in 1760, London's Royal Academy in 1768, and later in 1837, the Government School of Design, today known as the Royal College of Art, RCA, were in fact established to address a deficit in skilled British designers in order to compete with European manufacturing industries. These art schools were an accessible alternative to attending university for many working class people due to state funding, relatively low or informal entry requirements, and their links to manufacturing industries. The Coldstream reports of 1960 and 1970, which introduced reforms that aligned fine art education with other disciplines of the university and brought in higher entry requirements, played a significant role in academicising fine art courses and the historical professionalising of fine art pedagogies. Neoliberalism became the overarching political ideology of UK governments during the 1970s, which initiated the privatisation, deregulation, financialisation and globalisation of the public sector. This ideology continued under successive governments, has, over the last 40 years, imposed the values, structures and processes of private sector management upon the UK public sector, including higher education. In addition, in 1999, the Bologna Declaration standardised EU members' higher education policies and practices into a three-year cycle system of BA, MA and doctorate programmes. Signatories, including the UK, agreed to adopt a system of comparable degrees. This was part of a government strategy to place higher education in the service of economic growth and global competitiveness, in line with neoliberal aims. In 1992, the Further and Higher Education Act was implemented, which condensed English polytechnics into universities, diminishing the number of independent art schools as they become colleges or departments of universities. In Scotland, 5 existing degree-awarding institutions became universities as a result of the Further and Higher Education Act. These were Abertay, Glasgow Caledonian, Napier, Paisley and Robert Gordon. In 2001, the University of the Highlands and Islands was created by a federation of 13 colleges and research institutions in the Highlands and Islands. In 1998, the new Labour government introduced tuition fees of £1,000, which have continued to rise to £9,250 in England, coinciding with a reduction in maintenance grants. This sharp increase in the cost of higher education, along with the academicising of fine art degrees, and the absorption of art schools by the university is reflected in the class profile of students, with decreased attendance of working class students, particularly in Russell Group universities. After devolution, in 1999, the Scottish Parliament gained legislative control over all education matters. This made it possible for them to abolish student tuition fees, instead retaining a system of means-tested student grants. Also notable is the introduction of the UK government employability agendas in 1999 to 2002. These emphasised the development of employability skills and attributes to ensure work-ready graduates that would be more likely to repay student debt. In 2001, the Conservatives reformed the government's funding stream to higher education in England by cutting arts subjects by 50%, and redirecting that money to science, technology, engineering and mathematics, or STEM subjects. These factors have increased pressure on arts courses to deliver employable graduates in order to legitimise government spending on fine art courses, which are often costly to deliver, placing unrealistic expectations and transactional values on arts education, students and teachers. Professional practice in UK fine art undergraduate courses is delivered through both embedded and/or discrete professional practice modules, which vary depending on institutional ethos and pedagogical approaches of staff. For many post-1992 universities, vocationally relevant education and training are part of their history, and employability is their primary aim. For some pre-1992 universities, employability has not yet supplanted research as their main concern. This is particularly true of Russell Group HEIs, whose global reputation and revenue streams are primarily based on their standing as research-intensive institutions. There is much debate over whether professional skill sets for artists exist and can be agreed upon. This is fundamentally tied up with the myth of the artistic genius, which is deeply embedded in fine art education and perpetuates the idea that the success of an artist is based on their natural creative talent, eclipsing art's artisanal roots and the unequal access to training, resources, opportunities and networks that develop artistic practice. Whilst many advocacy reports consider the teaching of various practical skills a necessary component of a fine art education, including networking, preparing CVs, pricing work and filling out HMRC self-assessment forms, some art schools instead choose to embed an entrepreneurial ideology into their brand identities and pedagogies rather than offering career and professional sustainability advice or teaching these skills. This entrepreneurial ethos encourages attitudes and forms of behaviour thought likely to advantage the individual with established competitive market conditions.